Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's time for us to stop pussyfooting around some of the insanity that's going on in the world. Saying men can get pregnant is ridiculous. Pumping kids full of hormones is actually wicked. When I tell people about the race and sex stuff that's being taught in our schools and especially in universities today, most people respond with complete disbelief, or maybe they crack up. You can't be serious. Nobody can possibly believe that men get pregnant or that Lincoln was in favor of slavery. Since I do agree that these are crackpot ideas, maybe I shouldn't carp. But when people in politics, when people in academia, when people on television and on the radio treat the culture wars as something not to be taken serious, or at least not as serious as I think they are, or as not as serious as economics and foreign policy, then I have to wonder how serious they are. It's true that no one who has seriously studied American history believes the lies of critical race theory. Deep down, every one of us knows that biological sex is real. And yes, some who don't believe in these insanities pretend that they do. Nevertheless, many of those who press these manias are dead serious. That doesn't mean they aren't putting over a con. They capitalize on mania to gain status and wealth and power, but it's their mania too. They work desperately to remain in a state of denial, not to think about the obvious. The exhausting labor of self-deception pushes them into more extreme behavior. Just as lies beget lies, self-deceptions metastasize into new self-deceptions. Moreover, they have on their side the president, the universities, the school boards, the regulatory agencies, professional and athletic associations, courts, and many churches, one of the major political parties, and most of the media. Their constituencies are made up largely of people to whom nothing else matters and who spend their time and often earn a comfortable living trying to wear the rest of us down, since the rest of us have other things to do. That isn't difficult. Unfortunately, derangement has real-world consequences. The identity ideologies pose an existential threat to the culture, which increasingly affects the everyday lives of individuals, families, and children. Explain why it's not serious that we surgically disfigure children and pump them full of hormones to prevent the onset of puberty, or that we call this care. Explain why it's not serious to medical journals to publish articles discussing whether surgical amputation is the best treatment for people with sexual limbs who identify as paraplegics. Explain why it's not serious that drag queen story hours have become an accepted event in many public schools and libraries. It is serious.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.